This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Chicago, politics and scandal go together like peanut butter and jelly. And right now, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has a sticky mess on his hands. Federal investigations into City Hall corruption, a report on police torture, and a city council revolt are all beginning to take a toll, just as Daley considers running next year for a record sixth term. From Chicago, NPR's David Chaper reports.
It's been a difficult summer for Richard Daley. A federal jury convicted four City Hall officials, including a close former aide and family friend. Victims of police torture began calling for his indictment, and Daley couldn't stop the city council, long perceived to be his rubber stamp, from approving a living wage ordinance for employees of big box retailers. So the mayor sought refuge at this ribbon cutting for a new library.
One, two, three.
It's the 51st Chicago Public Library branch built since Daley became mayor in 1989. Daley denies knowing about police torture, illegal hiring, and favoritism in contracting, but he does say in every case he's accountable.
Why not? I'll take responsibility for it. I'll say it. I'll apologize to anyone. Yes, I would.
I listened to the mayor in a very cavalier, flippant manner, almost dismissive. Say, well, you want someone to apologize? I'll apologize.
Chicago Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez is considering a run against Daley in next February's election. He says the mayor takes credit for new libraries and other city improvements, but fails to change the business-as-usual culture at City Hall.
For some reason, he won't take responsibility when there are ethical and legal and kind of moral failures in his administration.
But Richard Daley may not need to. For years, Chicago voters have shown a high tolerance for corruption, especially when getting improvements like the new library.
I think it's wonderful. It shows that the mayor really has his eye on education and making the city grow.
At the library opening in this gentrifying Wicker Park neighborhood, retired blues singer Gloria Jean Shannon says if Daley runs for re-election, she'll vote for him, regardless of scandals.
Well, you're going to find that everywhere, not just here in Chicago.
Neighborhood realtor and mom Vicki Scheel says she too will likely overlook corruption when voting.
I've been in the city basically, you know, the last 12 years, and I've seen a lot of changes for the good. So yeah, there's some controversies, but this is definitely a step in the right direction. In the city, it looks beautiful, and since I've been here, everything's improved. It just keeps getting better.
Even on the national stage, the scandals have caused Daley's star to lose little of its luster. Usually when one politician is in trouble, others stay far away. But on the same day a jury convicted four former Daley aides, President Bush came to Chicago to have his birthday dinner with the prominent Democrat. And other mayors around the country look to Daley as a visionary leader.
He's the real thing.
Tom Cochran, executive director of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, says Daley is considered by many of his peers to be the best.
I think when you look at his history and what he's done to transform Chicago into a world-class city, he's there.
Even his critics acknowledge that Chicago may look as good now under Daley as it ever has, with new high-rises and parks downtown and along the lakefront, and new streets, sewers, schools, police stations, and libraries in the city's neighborhoods. But those critics say Chicago's beautification comes with a heavy price.
So you have this contradiction. It's almost like there's two Richard Daleys.
Political consultant Don Rose.
You know, which Richie Daley do you want? The city beautifier or a guy who sits atop a very, very corrupt organization?
Rose says the lack of a formidable challenger makes Daley the odds-on favorite to win another term next year and surpass his legendary father's record as the longest-serving mayor of Chicago. But Don Rose says that could quickly change if the federal corruption investigation working its way up the ladder at City Hall brings indictments closer to Mayor Daley's doorstep. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.